Welcome to the St Ninians Community Church Lent Podcast. Thank you for listening. My name's Sheena. Our passage for today is from Luke chapter 19, verses 41 to 44. Jesus has been making his way towards Jerusalem, and immediately before today's passage, Luke tells us of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, which we'll celebrate tomorrow on Palm Sunday, riding on a donkey in fulfilment of Zechariah's prophecy in chapter 9, verse 9. He was hailed by the people as king. In the midst of this, he stops on the Mount of Olives overlooking Jerusalem. From verse 41, the Bible tells us, as he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. How I wish today that you of all people would understand the way to peace. But now it's too late and peace is hidden from your eyes. Before long, your enemies will build ramparts against your walls and encircle you and close in on you from every side. They will crush you into the ground and your children with you. Your enemies will not leave a single stone in place because you did not recognise it when God visited you. I was very fortunate to have the chance to visit Israel with my family on holiday last year. It was an incredible experience and for me has brought my Bible reading since to life. A friend of mine described it as having changed her reading of the Bible from black and white into colour, and that's totally been my experience too. So I can really visualise this scene. Jerusalem set on top of a hill, still surrounded by the city walls. The land dips into a small valley, then the Mount of Olives rises up to the east of the city, just a short distance away. It took us about 45 minutes to walk down from Jerusalem and up the hill of the Mount of Olives, although that was partly because it was roasting hot at the time. From there, the view over Jerusalem is utterly breathtaking. You can see every corner of the city. As this came into Jesus' view, and knowing what he knew lay ahead for both him and for the city, he was overcome. The Gospels only tell us of two occasions where Jesus wept, this one and also in John chapter 11, verse 35, following the death of his friend Lazarus. However, our English translations don't make it clear that the two words for weeping are not the same in the Greek. In John's Gospel, the word used refers to shedding tears, the silent sort of tears that well up in your eyes and sneak down your cheeks while you try to wipe them away without anyone noticing. In today's passage, the weeping referred to is altogether different, an audible, uncontrolled wailing full of anguish and pain. In the midst of the praises of the people, Jesus was utterly heartbroken. But he wasn't weeping for himself. The king who serves was grieving for the city before him. Jesus talks of the peace of Jerusalem, saying that it's hidden from their eyes. Historically, Jerusalem was meant to be a city of peace. When David made the city the capital of Israel about 1,000 years before Jesus, he chose it because of its location right on the border of the northern and southern kingdoms. It was meant to reconcile the two rival areas. Its name, Jerusalem, as in shalom or peace, means city of peace. This could hardly have turned out to be further from the truth, as Jerusalem has seen so little peace. Totally destroyed at least twice, besieged 23 times, captured 44 times and attacked 52 times. Still today, it's literally torn in two, divided between Israel and Palestine, and with no sign of peace to come. Jesus' words in today's passage prophesy the first destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70 by the Romans, so only about 35 years after his death. His words were fulfilled to the letter. The city was razed to the ground and all that was left of the temple was one piece of wall, the Western Wall, where now many Jews gather to weep over the destruction and the state of their land. It's a profoundly tragic and holy place. But perhaps what Jesus wept most for was not the fragility of the land, but the blindness of the people. He knew that the people who were praising and cheering him on Palm Sunday would in a few days be shouting for his crucifixion. Outwardly they praised him, but inwardly they rejected him as their Messiah. They had had hundreds of years to prepare for this day. Every single one of their prophets had spoken of it. The fulfilment of the prophecies was clear for all to see, but they ignored it and rejected him, and Jesus wept in grief at their refusal to take the path of life and hope and peace and victory that he offered, leaving them instead in despair destruction and death. I think this is a painful passage to read in many ways, giving us a glimpse of the mental and emotional, as well as the physical anguish which Jesus endured for us, truly the King who serves and gives his all. It's a challenge to us too, I think. Can we be guilty sometimes of being like the crowd, praising Jesus on the outside, but rejecting him in our hearts by our way of life, when there's so much evidence that he is who he says he is? And do we, like Jesus, weep and lament when we look at our families, our city, our country and our world, where there's so much pain and so little peace? Let's pray that as we seek to follow Jesus, our heart breaks like his did for those around us, and even for ourselves. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we can't begin to understand how you felt in that journey into Jerusalem or on the days that lay ahead. We can only thank you and praise you for your love and sacrifice and your faithfulness unto death. Lord, please give us your heart for those around us. And we pray, Lord, we pray for peace in our land at this troubled time. We pray for peace in our world. Lord, there are so many areas of conflict. We don't know where to begin, but we just long for the Prince of Peace to be welcomed in every city and every land. Lord, we pray that you'll help us to do our part to bring peace and to extend your kingdom here on earth. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you so much. Heal our land, we pray. In Jesus' name.